Hello and welcome into the Sight and Sound Technology Podcast. My name is Stuart Lawler and this is episode number 49. Now, podcast@sightandsound.co.uk is the email address if you'd like to get in touch with us. We always love to hear from you, and we thank you for all your feedback that we receive on our shows. Coming up today, I'm sitting down with Cormac O'Toole because he's about to start out on a journey of making some instructional videos for the Braille Sense 6. This guy is really great and knows his stuff. You're going to enjoy it, so stay right where you are. We're always excited when we launch a new product here at Sight and Sound Technology. The Braille Sense 6 has not disappointed us, and we've run a lot of clinics, as you will have known, between our events in August and our Braille Sense 6 series of events in October and November, and there's more to come. But in my view, nothing beats users showing users. And in making instructional videos and podcasts, students can support each other to use this technology in the way that it's meant to be used. Nothing beats having people in the field, so to speak, to show exactly how to do a particular task. Cormac O'Toole is totally blind and living on the east coast of Ireland. He's involved at present in a transition year project in school, and he contacted Sight and Sound with his teacher, Katrina, to ask if he could be of assistance. I was absolutely delighted, and Cormac is embarking on an exciting project to make some instructional videos on the Braille Sense 6 that will be of help to anyone who uses the device. I'm absolutely delighted on today's programme to be joined by Cormac from his home in Bray, County Wicklow. He joins us on Zoom. And Cormac, welcome to the podcast. Great to have you and thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Stuart.
You're going to be producing, in fact, you're producing already some videos that we're going to be hosting on the Sight and Sound YouTube channel. We'll come back to that in a while because I thought it'd be a good way to maybe talk to you a little bit about yourself and help us to put the videos into context. But before we talk about all your tech stuff and the Braille Sense 6, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? Because I know you're living on the east coast of Ireland.
Yeah, I live in Bray.
In Bray, very good. What stage, for people who might know what transition year is, what stage is that in school?
It's a year where you can get work experience.
And what sort of work experience might you be doing? What kind of things have you done in transition year so far?
Well, I've signed up for the Goshka, which is an award given by the president to people who have achievements in fourth year through their experience.
That's fantastic. Okay. So you're going to be, I presume, as part of that, then you have to sort of, you have to do certain things, or maybe I think part of it is you learn a new skill or something. Isn't that right?
Yeah, there's physical skills. And for mine, I chose jiu-jitsu. I'm a big fan of that. I really enjoy it. As well as that, I've put the podcast down as part of the Goshka.
We should say that you're totally blind as well. Isn't that right?
Yeah, I can only see light. Can't see anything else.
So tell us a little bit about jiu-jitsu. Like, what? I don't even, is it like karate? I'm not really, I don't even understand it myself.
It's like wrestling, but it's more strategy than, like, you don't punch anyone or do kicks or anything. It's more get the person on the floor and then get control of their body.
Right. So you're, yeah. So I suppose you're trying to find out their weak points and then getting them on the floor and presumably keeping them on the floor. Is that the idea?
Yeah. And then you, depending on the circumstances, you choose a submission. So like if their arm's in the way, I might do head and arm choke. And
So when you do that, that will keep them on the ground or restrict them.
They have to tap out.
They have to tap out. Yeah. Okay. Wow. Well, I tell you, you're a good guy to know then, that respect. And I know you do other sports. You mentioned cycling to me before we started this interview.
Yeah, me and my dad cycle sometimes around the beach, around the block, places like that. My dad found a way to put two bikes together using some bars, so we ride side by side instead of like a tandem where you're behind the person.
Oh, right. So you're on your own bike and he's beside you, and does his bike kind of steer yours, or is that with the connecting?
Yeah, he has bars connected, which controls the steering and the brakes, I think.
That's fantastic. Okay. And of course, for people who are listening to this podcast, you mightn't be in Ireland. You're living in one of the really nice parts of Ireland as well. So it's lovely cycles around the beach and get nice fresh air. Now, I'd love to talk to you about technology, but before we maybe talk about some of the serious tech, you're a gamer, and I don't have any knowledge of gaming, but I'm always interested to talk to, especially blind gamers. How do you do it, and what's available, and what can you play?
I have a few games I stick to. One of them's called Hearthstone. It's a card game, and you have different characters with different abilities, and some work against other characters and some don't.
And are these games on the PC or on the phone, or how do you play them?
Oh yeah, it's a PC game, and someone designed an accessibility thing, so you have to install that, and once you install that, everything in the game goes through the screen reader.
Have you ever looked at the game's consoles? I mean, I've read a few things about the Xbox having some accessibility. Have you ever explored those?
I've played a few games with my brother, but I've never tried accessibility on the Xbox.
Yeah, I'm not sure which bits are accessible, but I remember reading something about they had some kind of version of Narrator built in, but how well it works, I don't know.
Yeah, I've never tried it.
So the games you're playing, the Hearthstone card game that you mentioned, are these all available free? Can people get them online?
Hearthstone is free. I also play Mortal Kombat from time to time. There's no accessibility in that, but you just learn the menus, and I have a friend to help me learn the menus.
That's fantastic. And of course, Mortal Kombat, I presume, has all sorts of great sound effects, has it?
Yeah, definitely.
You're going chasing people all over the place.
Yeah, and beating them up.
And are these just with the computer keyboard, or is there some kind of a controller you plug into your PC?
I bought myself an Xbox controller. I believe you can use a keyboard as well, but I like the feel of the controller more.
Right. And do you get any kind of force feedback from the controller?
Like vibrations?
Yeah.
When you get hit, there's a vibration, and when you get killed as well.
Okay. Perfect. We'll have to come back and talk about games on another podcast, I think, because there's loads out there. Okay, so you're in school, you're using technology, and I suppose, you know, all of us who are blind or have low vision, we'll probably think about how we couldn't exist were it not for technology. You're using the Braille Sense 6, and you have been for a little while. What have you been doing with the Braille Sense?
I use it for all my schoolwork. Writing in class, doing maths. The Irish and German are great as well. And apart from that, at home, I sometimes go on YouTube on the Braille Sense.
Excellent. It's a bit of a device, and I think you're really doing this. It's a bit of a device that you can use for both leisure and school, isn't it?
Yeah, I like to play around with it when I'm at home and figure out what I can do with it.
Sometimes a device like the BrailleSense 6, which is very new, when you put it into people's hands, it can be difficult maybe for people to find tutorials. I mean, it's okay reading a user guide. A user guide's very big. They can talk to people like Sight and Sound, but there's nothing beats, I think, listening to another user just talking about what they're doing. And that's what you've done, isn't it? You're creating these tutorials.
Yeah. I think videos are definitely better than the user guide. Like in the past, I've used videos for a lot of learning. And
so what sort of stuff are you going to be teaching people on these video tutorials?
Mainly the basics to get them started on the BrailleSense. We'll talk about different applications like the emails, the word processor, the file manager. We might do the web browser as well.
Yeah, there's so much there, isn't there? There's so much to talk about. And are you kind of thinking, because I watched three of your videos now, and one of the things I was thinking of as I was watching them was, I could very comfortably be sitting at my BrailleSense 6 and following along with you. Is that what you want people to do?
Yeah, definitely. I think if they can follow along, they'll be able to understand it a lot more and be able to understand what I'm talking about if they know exactly where to go or what to do.
Okay. The videos are fantastic, and we're going to have a lot of them on our YouTube channel in the next little while. So for people listening to this podcast, keep an eye on that. But Cormac, before we let you go, and thank you, first of all, for giving us the time to talk to us today. But before we let you go, I'm really interested to know maybe what advice you might give to somebody who's new to the Polaris, who mightn't have the technical knowledge that you have, because you have a lot of technical knowledge, which I'm sure has helped, who might be picking up a BrailleSense 6 or a Polaris for the first time. What would you say to them?
Mainly just to experiment with it. That's what I have done a lot of the time with the note takers. I'll learn the complete basics, and then I'll figure out the rest on my own.
I think that's a good point. And in some ways, there's nothing you can do that's going to really crash the machine, isn't that it?
Yeah, it's pretty much impossible to do that. Yeah, I'm not aware of a way to do that.
Okay, well, we're looking forward to your videos, Cormac. We're so grateful that you're doing this, because nothing beats users helping each other and people hearing it from another user and someone who's actually using this machine right now for all sorts of things, I think is priceless. So thank you so much for talking to us today on the podcast. Looking forward to loads of videos, and for the moment, stay well, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you, Stuart.
Well, thank you very much to Cormac O'Toole. I thoroughly enjoyed chatting with Cormac, and we were just saying afterwards there when we went off air, we're going to have to do a gaming podcast. I'm kind of interested in understanding more about how Cormac is doing so many great things with gaming. So we're going to do that. Stay tuned. If you're interested in gaming, there will be something coming up. Cormac's videos will be on the Sight and Sound YouTube channel shortly, but that's all we've got time for today. Until next time, from Stuart Lawler and everybody at Sight and Sound, take care, stay safe, and thanks for listening. Bye-bye.